powered by a 100% Australian electricity and gas retailer. That's Red Energy. Switch today. Robot Building Supplies. Robots got it. Afternoons on SEN.
Fantastic to have your company, Dwayne's World, here on a wet and soggy, wintry Thursday afternoon, isn't it? I hope you are staying dry and warm wherever you might be listening. Sam Edmund with you for the week. I've got to say I've enjoyed it. Dwayne Russell enjoying a well-deserved week off before he roars back into action next week. But it's your show. Any agenda, any topic, get involved with us. Absolute pleasure to speak to this man, though, because few better finishes in the game than the Hawthorn star, multiple premiership player, Luke Bruce. Thanks for joining us, Luke.
G'day, Sam. How are you?
Hey, I'm going very well. How are you? Has it been a shock to the system being back into training this week?
It has been a little bit of a shock. I'm certainly feeling it this morning. We had a decent speed session yesterday, which was, a little bit more high intensity than probably what we've had to do during the break. So, feeling it this morning.
Yeah, what is the philosophy there at the club in terms of the high-performance side of the business? I mean, there's no contact, obviously, at the moment. You're in groups of eight or less. What's the general feel and plan for the first week?
Yeah, so as you said, smaller groups, so 6 to 8 in a group and no contact and things like that. But I think the best thing that we could do during the 6 or 8 weeks that we had off was just manage our loads accordingly. And we've got a great team down at Hawthorn that have done that. So we had a couple of weeks off. We've had some agility and high-end speed that you need to get in, as well as the longer distance sort of aerobic running. So I feel like that block that we did do in isolation has really helped our group get back into training as soon as possible. And it means that when we do go back to the club Monday, yesterday, and then again tomorrow, that we are hitting the ground running and ready to go, and that the coaches can get out the kind of sessions they want instead of waiting for our bodies to adapt and change to the conditions, I guess.
As someone who's won 3 premierships, been lucky to play in 3 premierships with Hawthorn, what are the motivation levels like, especially after this unforeseen layoff and coming back to the club? I mean, have you been really chomping at the bit to get back into it, or what's the general mood been like amongst the boys coming back into it?
Yeah, it's been an interesting one, and I'll be completely honest with you. I probably did struggle that first, I don't know, 2 weeks to a month. The first 2 weeks, it was like, oh, it's different, it's interesting, we're trying to train away from the club, you're doing gym sessions in your backyard and things like that. But then from then on, after sort of that 2 week period, it was like, oh, motivation started to wane a little bit, and you were sort of thinking, just because the unpredictable nature of it and the start date being so unpredictable, it was just so hard to keep that motivation going. But once that date was set and we were starting to see, I guess, the light at the end of the tunnel, then the motivation starts to pick up. You start wanting to touch the footy a little bit more and making sure that you are doing your program, so that when you do get back to the club, then, you do hit the ground running, I guess.
And what sort of state were you able to keep yourself in? I mean, from the outside looking in, it would appear to be impossible that you could maintain the sort of peak fitness you would have had off the back of a full pre-season and a round one game. Were you personally happy with how you're able to maintain condition?
Yeah, pretty well. It's actually surprising what you can do. Obviously, that you just cannot replicate even what you can do in like groups of 6 or 8. You just cannot replicate that as a by yourself or in a pair. So that's probably the most frustrating thing from a professional point of view, is that you just can't do that. But at the end of the day, you do what you can. You get the best weight sessions out that are possible. I was sort of working with just 10 and 20 kilo plates, a 40 kilo dumbbell and things like that. So you're doing the best you can. And then, as I said last week, it's more about now building into this week, making sure we have a good week on the track with everyone. And then if group sessions can start on Monday, then that'll be a huge, huge positive. And if we can have most of the group out there completing the session, then that's going to be awesome for us.
Geez, you couldn't even play golf either to take your mind off it. That's a bit rough.
Oh no, that's very rough coming from someone who loves their golf. But that's all right. I guess it's one of those things that if we're going to get this season back up and going, then we've all sort of got to buy in and have a good attitude towards it. And if that's something that we've got to give up, then so be it, I guess.
Your coach is, he's compelling listening at the best of times, Alistair Clarkson. What's his philosophy been throughout all of this?
Yeah, I think, as you said, interesting character, and he's always got a little spin on things, or sort of been a deep thinker of the game and trying to analyse the whole situation. But I think when you get down to the end of it, there's a Premiership Cup on the line, so we're certainly going for it, and there's nothing you can do to change that, whether people want to say there's an asterisk or anything next to it. In terms of us as a footy club, it's just get down to business and get back to work and I guess just ride this wave that we're on at the moment. It's unpredictable, and no one's ever really been through it before. So it's just do our best and head down and get to work, and we'll see how the season goes.
Lee Matthews, another legendary Hawk, he's interesting listening as well. He suggested the time might be right for the big old-fashioned rev-up, coach's rev-up to return to motivate the players. Do you think there's any merit in that, and do you expect Clarko to fire up the old V8 and bark a few orders?
it's certainly an interesting one, because in terms of motivating factors this year, it's certainly you can't rely on a crowd to get yourself up or anything like that. So yeah, motivation this year is certainly going to play a key role in keeping sides going. So I'm sure if Clarko feels the need to, as I said, start the engine up and get going again, then maybe a couple of sprays pre-game might be handy to a few boys.
And just with Clarko's team, the coaching staff and the football department, it might be a bit early for you to give a definitive feeling or answer on this, but obviously the sobering aspect of the financial implications on the game is that football departments have been drastically cut, and you've got a cap on having 24 in there and a COVID-19 officer. What's that been like from a player's perspective in the first couple of days back? Have you noticed the difference in terms of the support structures that are in place for the players?
Not as yet, I guess. Being at the club only a couple of days a week at the moment, and being in small groups of 6 to 8, and there's regulations around not being able to cross groups and things like that. So I guess you haven't really felt the club as a whole just as yet, and feeling those effects of those financial implications that you talk about. But I think just having to think about it myself and me personally, the biggest thing is going to be losing just quality people, quality coaches and good people in the industry. So that's, from my point of view, probably is going to be the saddest thing, is that these guys, unfortunately, completely out of their control and are going to have to go out and find other jobs or try and find other avenues of income. So, yeah, they're just good people. People who have been at the footy club for a long time, and I certainly feel for them.
Don't expect a full-blown injury update from you, but I know Hawthorn supporters listening will be fascinated to hear how some of your guys are going that might have benefited from that long layoff. Someone like shares the inside 50 area with you on the ground. Jack Gunston obviously was struggling with an ankle leading into the season. Have you got an indication of how he's gone on the other side of isolation?
Yeah, I think most teams are going to be in a similar boat, but definitely from our point of view, it's been a good freshen up for our lads. As you said, you mentioned Jack Gunston coming off an ankle injury and just a longer period to continue his rehab, continue to strengthen that ankle so that he hopefully can stand the rigours of the game for the rest of the season. Other guys like Blake Hardwick, who I think would have missed time, Paul Pioppolo, guys like this that were probably expected in a normal season to miss multiple games. At this stage, they're going to play round one and then potentially line up in round two after a 8 to 10 week hiatus. So that's a huge positive for us. And I think we've nearly got a full complement of players ready to attack round two.
And just on round two, I think during the preseason there was a bit of talk around Hawthorn perhaps looking to try a different game plan, maybe be a bit speedier. Given the different circumstances for this season, the shorter quarters and the like, would you expect game plans to change massively, structures to change from what you had planned and what other clubs might do?
As you said, from just a pure minutes played point of view and momentum shifts in games and things like that, I think there's definitely going to be some tactics implemented in terms of those sort of things. But in terms of game style and game plan in club to club and things like that, I think it's just so hard to change the way you want to play. You just don't have the contact hours, or unless you're doing multiple Zooms a day, I think you're going to struggle to get every player on board in terms of a new game plan or a new game style if you were going to implement that. So I think teams will probably play pretty similar to what they were. It'll just be then some tweaks around, just the minutes played and that. Like a four-goal buffer in a 100-minute game now looks pretty handy, whereas in a normal full match, then it's probably not as good. So there'll just be things like that I think players and coaches will have to adjust to.
Yeah, and one of your teammates is an absolute icon of the game, Sean Burgoyne. Now, it was probably unlikely, but now it's definite that he would have to play into 2021 to get to 400 games, and we're all barracking for him to make it. Do you think he can do it?
You can't say no to Sean. He's been simply amazing, hasn't he, in terms of his durability and even his disability to play at such a high standard for a long period of time. So it would not surprise me if Sean Burgoyne signs on in 2021. And from my point of view, I'd love to still run out alongside him.
Well, fantastic to have a company, Luke. A lot of optimism about the Hawks this year. And you've got yourself into a pretty good position there. And there's a breath of fresh air around the club and a lot of your boys in good condition. Looking forward to seeing you run out there in round two. Hopefully it's not too far away. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Luke Bruce there, triple premiership star for the Hawks, joining us as part of a McCafe coffee catch-up, of course. Head to McCafe drive-thru, grab your favourite barista-made coffee today. 1-300-736-736 is the Werribee Kia open line. Hawthorn fans, you've heard from Luke Bruce. A couple of weeks back, Kane Corn said he thought Hawthorn could jag a flag this year. Are you that buoyant about your side's prospects? Get in touch with us, 1-300-736-736 or the Speckle text as well.